We're going to talk about that breaking good news this morning that a coronavirus vaccine developed by Oxford University and AstraZeneca can prevent 70% of people from getting COVID-19. The Oxford trials were led by Irish scientist Professor Adrian Hill. We can talk now to Dr. Anne Moore, who's a senior lecturer in biochemistry at UCC, who has worked as an immunologist at Oxford with Professor Hill. Dr. Moore, you're very welcome. What more is known at this point about these trials?
Well, good morning, Audrey. I suppose the 70% is an average efficacy. It's a little bit more nuanced than that, in the sense that in their group where they have a group of people were given a smaller dose and then a larger dose as part of the regime, and they actually showed 90% efficacy. And then in the other group, which were given two full doses, their efficacy, their protection against infection was down to 62%. So on average, overall, it was a 70% efficacy across the two groups. So it looks like there is one immunisation schedule, which is a lower dose in your first immunisation and a higher dose in your booster, that will give you a higher probability of being being protected from infection.
And a good response in older people, Dr. Moore, by the sounds of it.
Yes, which is really good. And the elderly had fewer kind of side effects compared to adults, but the immune responses were similar, and the efficacy, it seems to be similar. There isn't a huge amount of data, but AstraZeneca are saying that the elderly were protected as well, which is very good news. And then finally, I suppose this vaccine doesn't have to be held at minus 80 and transported at minus 80. So that's another good point. And the vaccine is being produced to be not for profit. So it's a vaccine that will be sold to low and middle income countries at price, which is really good news as well.
Well, that's all great news. But as you say, we still need more data. I mean, what are the next steps now then in this process before, if and when it gets to all of us as a vaccination?
Well, I think AstraZeneca will go ahead, similar to Pfizer, Moderna, and seek regulatory approval to start using it under an emergency use authorisation. And I guess then from the kind of immunology and clinical perspective, we really need to know and see all the safety data and all the immunity data as well. And the key question to answer is how this action lasts and what is the threat of the immune response that we need to protect us against infection, because that will really drive how long that vaccine will work for.
Okay, that is very important. How long any vaccine, we just lost you there for a second, Anne, how long the vaccine will be effective for, is that very important to know?
That's driven as well by what is the threshold of immune response against infection. So if you only need a small bit of immunity, the vaccine will probably last longer. So that's a key question that we need to ask.
Okay, and we're just losing you there, unfortunately, but thank you very much indeed. There'll be more on this story throughout the morning.